there is a new arrangement by the district director to get them a new environment within the school premises for them to continue their academic work. So the district director, regional directors are making necessary arrangements to occupy them in a premises within the campus over there. The numerical strength are not so large that they needed a very bigger place. No, they are few, like that KG. So we're getting them a new place to start academic work.
Now, Mr. Bete, you agree with me that the children who survived the incident, they may have encountered some psychological trauma. So how is the DES going to deal with such a situation? How are the children going to be psyched in such a way that the incident does not affect them? Some of them may have a fear of going to school for a repetition of another incident, or the whole incident may be reflecting in their minds every time. So how are you going to...
We consider them as little children. They keep things in their memory. And at the same time, I can say that they can easily forget about this when psychology takes them through. There was a reverend minister also around who is a counselor. We asked that he should take that necessary step and come to those who were alive, and even the whole KG, they should take them through counseling. Our guidance and counseling coordinators, who district one, will also be visiting the school as time goes on. For them, yesterday, the minister for education and his entourage went to the hospital where the four were admitted, the four little ones were. So the doctor also has started that counseling, that education, to remove the dust from the feeling from them. It will take a gradual process for them to forget about this as a human being.
Reverend Bete said steps are being taken by the Ghana Education Service to renovate dilapidated school buildings or build new ones nationwide. He called on stakeholders to come on board to help the GES to undertake the project.
What happened at Central Region, Jamra, is something that everybody, or it has given us an enlightenment to awake our memory as to how best we can address this in the whole country. Already, the previous government started building new schools all over, moving people from the old places to new. So the new government is continuing what the old government has done, and we drawing the attention of all the district directors to take the planning officers to the site and also to collaborate with the district assemblies. Education is not only for Ghana Education Service alone, it's for stakeholders. All the stakeholders in that district and community must be on board, especially the district assembly. The schools belong to the district assemblies, and the district assemblies, they have planning officers, they have other architects. We will take the report from them and the district education office and present to the management and see how best to be connected to the Ministry of Education for this situation to be addressed. Education is a collective responsibility of all people.
It's just unfortunate that young kids should lose their lives, you know, through this unfortunate incident. It is the responsibility of every government to provide education. PTAs are just there to the efforts of the government. PTAs are not given the chance to do that, especially in the basic schools. Like you said, probably the parents saw that the building wasn't secure for their kids to, and yet they were going in. They are heard from one of the networks that the assemblyman said he even appealed to the district assembly, and they were tossing him because he wasn't a member of the previous government. PTAs as a body, you know, our parents, schools was attending schools in a particular school, they have come together to complement the efforts of the government. And so you realize that, especially this happening in the senior high schools, the school is the medium of collection, and parents contribute, and the teachers and the heads have given authority from the director general to, you know, take over the PTA funds. Claiming the PTA funds is public funds. Public funds are funds, money that is being collected by the controller accountant general and paid into consolidated and contingency funds. Their hands are tied because the school is the medium collection. They will collect and they won't give the money to the PTA for them to carry out the necessary project they want to undertake. And secondly, the director general is insisting that whatever project the PTA want to put up, they should come for approval. Once responsible parents have sat down, thought over an issue that this school needs, say, a dormitory, and they have contributed for them to be put up that dormitory, why should the director say they should come for approval when they themselves have approved? The money doesn't come from the government. It doesn't come from consolidated funds. It comes from the parents' own contribution. The government cannot do it alone. That is why the parents are complementing the efforts of the government. And so we tell them that we should submit to whatever project we want to undertake to you for approval, It's quite unfortunate. And when you send it there, it takes many, if not years, even months. And schoolheads are allowed to submit the application to the director general. When in actual fact, the thing belongs to the PTA. And issues are dealt with without recourse to the PTA.
So you mean the unnecessary bureaucracies within the education service
exactly.
is a cause?
And playing politics with it. You realize that PTAs are helping a lot. Let me cite an instance. At the Tepa Secondary, within a year or two, the PTA was able to put up 12 teachers bungalows. Now, the director general has written many circulars stating that the headmasters, the bases, should be signatories account to the PTA account. If you are not a contributor to an account, why, how can you be a signatory? Does it mean the vice chancellors are signatories to new accounts or the minister for roads and highways is a signatory to GPITU accounts? Well, I mean, what do they mean? Because they have some special interest.